Murders are up in our country, and not just in big cities. Places like Albuquerque, New Mexico, and Syracuse, New York saw an uptick. And nationwide, murders were up nearly 30% in 2020, according to new FBI data. That's the largest one-year increase on record. Joining us now is Richard Rosenfeld, criminologist and emeritus professor of criminology at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Richard, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
The police chief in Albuquerque said they experienced a perfect storm of reasons why the city saw an increase in murders. What stands out to you about this data?
Well, I think there are two stories in the recent report released by the FBI. One, as you mentioned, is the striking increase in homicide rates in 2020 over the previous year. But the other story is the overall decline in serious crime in the United States, which continues a trend that has existed for many years now.
I want to get into both of those threads, but first I want to talk about murders nationwide. According to the FBI, we saw more than 21,000 murders nationwide in 2020. One of the reasons was the increase in gun use, and we actually saw a surge in gun sales in 2020. Do you see a correlation there or causation?
I do. There are a couple of things to mention. One is that 77% of homicides last year were committed with a firearm. And that's the single largest fraction of homicides committed with a gun on record. Secondly, as you mentioned, there was a significant surge in gun sales, and police departments around the country have been reporting that they're recovering more illegally possessed firearms from the streets than they have in the past. All of that suggests that there's more gun carrying in our cities in particular. So the upsurge in firearm availability and firearm carrying is clearly a contributor.
One thing of note is that murders didn't go up just in major cities. As I mentioned, it went up in smaller cities too. Tell us more about what's happening around the country on this particular thread.
I think some of us were not all that surprised by the FBI's reporting that homicide rates were up. What is striking, though, is how widespread that increase is. It's not simply the big cities that have experienced a major increase in homicide. It's smaller cities, towns, and even rural areas. That is striking. So when you see a rise that is so widespread, you begin looking for conditions that are comparably widespread. Last year, there were two conditions that stand out. One, of course, is the pandemic, and the second is widespread protest activity, social unrest directed at police violence, and beginning after the murder of George Floyd in Minneapolis in May of 2020.
As you noted, there was not a spike in crime across the board last year. And even this increase in murders, while it is alarming, the number of murders has fallen significantly since the early 1990s. Can you put that increase into context for us?
Yeah, well, you're absolutely right. We are facing a single year major spike in homicide. Nonetheless, we're still looking at homicide rates that are much lower than they were in the late 1980s and early 1990s. That's not cause for complacency, but it does suggest that that major crime drop has not been upended. Nonetheless, we have a problem with the increase in homicide, and that problem has to be effectively addressed.
Well, what worked to bring down that soaring violent crime rate in the early 1990s? And will some of those tactics work today? I mean, policing has evolved somewhat since then.
Policing certainly has evolved. I think there were two major factors that contributed to the decline we saw beginning in the early 90s. One was a roaring economy. And better economic conditions clearly contributed to the crime drop. The other factor was a change in policing, and specifically devoting police resources to those relatively small areas in our cities and other places that account for disproportionately for violent crime, including homicide. That's the so-called hotspot strategy. And I think it's clear that that has contributed or did contribute to the drop in homicide and other crimes we saw during the 90s. Now, one cannot simply increase police presence in disadvantaged minority communities in particular unless that increased presence is accompanied by a commitment to fairness, and that it doesn't simply amount to increased police presence that would harass young men in the community without providing protection and safety for community residents.
Richard Rosenfeld is a criminologist and emeritus professor of criminology at the University of Missouri, St. Louis. Richard, thank you so much.
Thank you.